Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on March 9, 1921. Open weather for the most part of the winter has created an unusual situation among Elgin garage men and automobile owners. Due to the fact that the majority of car owners were able to use their machines approximately all winter, little time has been found to send the old bus to the garage for spring training, as it were. Garagemen reported that the present weather is hurting their business instead of helping it, and that, thus far, they have noticed no marked increase in the number of cars being sent in for repairs. Elgin women are to be given the opportunity to share with the women of America in presenting to the greatest of women scientists a gift in the form of a gram of radium. Madame Curie is soon to visit the United States on the invitation of the women of the country. The women of America have conceived the idea of offering to her, on the occasion of her visit, a gram of radium to use solely in her experimental work. A gram of radium costs approximately $100,000. Children in far north Alaska who have never heard music are to be given the opportunity through the kindness of members of the Worldwide Guild of the First Baptist Church. Miss Marchie Hines, an Elgin woman who has been engaged in missionary work in a mission school in Alaska, told the Guild of her work and eagerness to take back with her a small Victrola and records that the children might hear real music. The Guild voted to hold a food sale on Saturday, March 19th, to raise money for the purchasing of a machine. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.